I've said in my word that I inhabit your praises. But I want you to know that you inhabit my presence when you worship me. I long for these times of worship because it enables me to do a work in you that otherwise cannot be done. Worship opens an avenue into your heart on which I can begin to move and to pour out a great work in your life. Too many of my children have turned praise and worship into performance in their churches. It not only breaks my heart, but it angers me because they are taking that which is holy and casting it to the dogs. There are too many of my children who do not take praise and worship seriously. Some have the mindset of, I can't wait until all the singing is over and we can move on into the service. But you don't understand. It's not just singing. It is interaction with me, your Father, your God, your Savior. When you learn to take praise and worship seriously, you will be able to find in me much of what you've been seeking. Do not go through the motions. Enter in. Come into this place of great intimacy with me. Understand that I'm waiting for you. But I will not be a part of performance. Whether that is on the platform or in the chair. I'll not be a part of that. Because if I were, that means I would be honoring and respecting a heart that is nowhere near my throne. I weary of church worship teams that want to turn what they do into professionalism. Yes, you should do your best. But it should come from your heart, not your fleshly efforts. I would much rather have one person who has a heart for me lead a congregation in worship with no instruments than a platform full of skilled musicians and singers who are just singing Christian songs, but performing like the world. True praise and worship is a lost art in much of my body. Too many churches want to become the absolute best. And they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to be the best. Do you not understand? You are the best when it is coming from your heart. I am longing for my children to come into my presence with hearts dedicated to me, willing to worship me. You may think you can't sing very well. You may think that you're never on pitch. But what you don't understand is that when you are in my presence and you are worshiping me, what comes out of you is perfect pitch. There's nothing amiss in that. I'm hearing the beauty of your heart being released in your love to me. And I say to you, true praise and worship is an active part of these latter days outpourings. The latter days revival. It is a vitally important part. So I encourage you, train yourself to open your heart and your mind to worship me. Worship me in true spiritual sincerity. And I promise you, I will move in your midst, says the Lord.